berkenaan dengan apa nama kesihatan, iaitu kerana COVID ini menyebabkan sekarang ini sampai lebih daripada 600 ribu orang yang terjangkit, dan daripada jumlah ini 3,000 orang sudah meninggal. Ini menunjuk betapa seriusnya apa nama wabak ini di Malaysia. Saya juga buat bandingan tentang keadaan di UK dan juga di US, yang mana walaupun penduduk mereka lebih ramai, tetapi jumlah yang mati itu berkurangan. Dan jumlah yang terjangkit setiap hari pun kurang daripada Malaysia, iaitu pada UK. UK ini mempunyai 55 juta orang, dia setiap hari lapor 3,000 kes baru, tetapi kita dengan 32 juta orang, setiap hari kita lapor 6,000 lebih sampai 9,000. Jadi jelas bahawa keadaan kita ini lebih teruk. Saya juga menjelaskan tentang masalah yang kita hadapi. Yang kedua ialah berkenaan dengan ekonomi dan finance. Ini juga adalah satu krisis yang teruk. Yang ketiga ialah berkenaan dengan politik, juga keadaan tidak stabil. Dan akhir sekali berkenaan dengan keadaan sosial, penderitaan rakyat. Apabila kematian berlaku sehingga 3,000, macam mana ada yang commit suicide pun, bunuh diri, kes-kes yang mana terdapat lebih banyak kes sexual harassment dan macam-macam lagi, termasuk education. Keadaan education terhenti selama 2 tahun. Kita hilang 2 tahun. Jadi ini menunjuk bahawa ada 4 different problem yang dihadapi oleh kerajaan, dan ternampak kerajaan tidak mampu untuk menangani masalah-masalah ini. Khususnya dalam bidang wabak COVID ini, selepas diisytihar darurat, jumlah meningkat daripada 2,000 sehari kepada sekali itu 9,000 lebih, dekat 10,000. Hari ini pun kita dapati 6,000 orang. Dan ini menyebabkan kemampuan hospital kita untuk menangani, untuk memberi rawatan tidak mencukupi, sehingga ada yang mempunyai simptom tetapi disuruh tinggal di rumah kerana tak ada tempat, tak ada katil dalam hospital. Dan mereka yang tinggal di rumah ini ada yang mati pun. Jadi saya jelaskan bahawa kematian yang disebabkan oleh COVID ini disebabkan oleh tidak dapat bernyawa, tidak dapat bernafas.
Okey, anda boleh mengikuti sidang media penuh itu di laman web kami astroawani.com, live TV dan juga di semua platform media sosial Astro Awani termasuk di Facebook. Kita berhenti rehat seketika, kita kembali selepas ini.
Satu je Nurul.
Awak belanja saya ke?
Buka aplikasi Hotlink.
Menjangkit kita. Untuk tempoh 2 minggu ini, duduk di rumah. Kalau kita boleh laksanakan PKP kendiri dan keluarga,
saya kira insyaAllah kita boleh berjaya. Akhirnya kita menang.
Perang COVID-19 masih belum berakhir. Dalam kita berusaha memutuskan rantaian wabak ini, kita jangan terpedaya dengan virus maklumat palsu. Semak fakta melalui www.astroawani.com atau aplikasi Astro Awani. Teruskan berdisiplin, ratakan lengkungan pandemik ini.
The third wave of COVID-19 has taken us by storm. There's no room to take anything lightly. Everyone must follow all the steps to stop the spread of COVID-19. Social distancing, face masks, follow these steps, this SOP, with the utmost discipline. Together, we can flatten the curve.
Kini berwajah baru.
Ini pula susulan khas pesawat Back Air di Kazakhstan. Pesawat berkenaan dilaporkan tergelincir dua kali.
Notifikasi berita terkini dan navigasi mudah.
Bahkan menganggap kerajaan ini gagal. It's a failed government. Dan berkenaan dengan social problem ini banyaklah yang saya sebutkan tadi. Ada yang membunuh diri pun, kes sexual harassment di rumah, macam-macam lagi berlaku di rumah. Termasuk juga kanak-kanak tidak dapat ke sekolah. Jadi saya jelaskan bahawa pihak saya dan rakan-rakan saya, khususnya orang pejuang lah, kita telah bincang perkara ini. Kita telah dapat idea berkenaan dengan bagaimana untuk menangani kesemua empat-empat problem ini. Itu yang ada kepada kita, dan saya jelaskan sedikit sebanyak berkenaan dengan bagaimana kita nak handle problem ini. Kita ada some idea, tapi kita dapati bahawa pihak kerajaan tak datang dengan idea untuk deal dengan problem-problem ini. Tetapi saya juga akhirnya bangkitkan kemungkinan diadakan satu badan khusus macam Mageran yang diada pada tahun 1969. Jadi ditanya berkenaan dengan penubuhan Mageran ini pada tahun 1969, penubuhan ini adalah hasil daripada Tunku Abdurrahman yang menang dalam pilihan raya, meminta supaya Duli Yang Maha Mulia Agong mengisytiharkan darurat dan dilantik Tun Razak sebagai orang yang mengurus Mageran ini. Dengan itu saya ditanya sama ada kita kalau nak buat Mageran ini, tentulah kerajaan yang ada sekarang ini mencadang kepada Agong. Kerana dulu pun Tunku cadang kepada Agong. Tetapi saya tak yakinlah yang kerajaan yang ada sekarang ini akan menubuh Mageran. Kerana awal-awal lagi mereka sudah kata bahawa kita tak perlu kepada Mageran. Kerajaan jalan dengan baik. Semua masalah sudah diselesaikan. Pelaburan kuningnya banyak. Tetapi hakikatnya ialah rakyat menolak kerajaan ini. Tidak ada kepercayaan kepada kerajaan ini. Dan rakyat ternampak berkendak kerajaan, satu kerajaan atau satu kuasa baru ditubuhkan. Tetapi kuasa baru ini nampak tak boleh ditubuhlah. Jadi kerajaan yang ada sekarang akan terus menjadi kerajaan dalam Malaysia. Itulah laporan saya, dan kalau ada soalan saya akan cuba jawab.
Tun Zikri dari Malaysia Kini. Tun, boleh menjelaskan tak apa benefit yang Tun nampak kalau kerajaan laksanakan di Mageran ditubuhkan untuk handle situasi darurat sekarang ni? Dan juga Tun, boleh tak cerita what was the original purpose of the Agong summoning political leaders to meet with him?
Well, itu hak agung lah. Dia nak jumpa dengan sesiapa. Kalau dia perlu jumpa dengan semua political leaders, itu keputusan yang dibuat oleh agung. Sebab itu terpulang kepada agung lah. Saya tak tahu kenapa, sebab apa. Mungkin nak tahu kedudukan dan pandangan-pandangan daripada ketua political leaders ini. Tetapi berkenaan dengan Mahgiran ini, saya cadang Mahgiran kerana kita dapati Mahgiran yang didubuh dulu, yang diketuai oleh Tun Razak, berjaya menangani masalah. Masalah pada hari itu ialah political. Political masalah ini diselesaikan oleh Tun Razak dengan dia menjemput parti-parti lawan menyertai kerajaan. Dia dapat menarik gerakan PAS, SUPP dan PPP terima untuk bekerja dengan kerajaan. Dengan itu selesai masalah politik yang terdapat, kerana kita tahu pada masa itu nak tubuh kerajaan susah. Pasal di Perak dan di Selangor, di kemenangan Alliance pada masa itu tidak begitu jelas. Jadi itu soal politik yang diselesaikan, dan Tun Razak juga membuat cadangan berkenaan dengan New Economic Policy, NEP. Dan dengan dua cadangan ini, maka kita dapat stabilkan, Tun Razak dapat stabilkan politik dalam negara dan terus memerintah dengan majoriti yang lebih kuat. Itu menunjuk bahawa penubuhan badan seperti Mahgiran ini berjaya menyelesaikan masalah. Dan saya berpendapat bahawa kali ini pun kita boleh lakukan. Kerana pihak kami dalam pejuang umpamanya, kita telah bincang dengan mendalam masalah yang dihadapi oleh negara, dan kita dapat tahu cara-cara untuk menyelesaikan masalah COVID, masalah ekonomi dan finance, masalah politik dan juga masalah sosial. Kita ada idea, tetapi kalau kita di luar daripada kerajaan ataupun tidak ada kuasa, maka sukar bagi kita untuk melaksana. Mungkin idea ini boleh diambil oleh pihak kerajaan, dan kita juga lihat cadangan-cadangan daripada orang yang bukan dalam kerajaan telah diambil oleh pihak kerajaan. Tetapi antara cadangan dengan amalan ada perbezaan yang banyak. Kita boleh buat cadangan, tetapi kalau tak tahu macam mana nak melaksana, dia tak akan jadi. Sebab itulah saya berpendapat bahawa satu badan seperti Mahgiran diberi kuasa untuk menyelesaikan beberapa masalah yang dihadapi oleh negara.
Okey. Seterusnya Prem daripada Nike.
Hi Tun, thank you for the press conference today. Tun, my question is, did the king give any kind of indication on what would be the discussion of the ruler special council, ruler special meeting, which is happening next week? Is he going to bring in the proposal to the government's proposal to extend the emergency and so forth? And my second question is that what do you think is the right thing to do if it's not an extension of emergency, given the numbers are very high, 5,000, 6,000 now? Because besides Mahgiran, what else do you think can be done? Thank you.
Well, number one, of course, he didn't tell me what he wants to tell the Majlis Raja-Raja. We didn't discuss that much, but I suppose He took down everything that I said. I suppose he is going to inform the Majlis Raja-Raja about what he heard from the leaders who met him. That includes me also. And secondly, what was that? The second one? Huh? There is no indication about the Darurat, although he did ask whether the election could be held next year or at any time. I pointed out that the election would be very dangerous because we have seen what happened in Sabah. You have an election, there will be a spike again. So that's what I told him.
Right.
Is it? Yeah.
Tun, there's a question from Sinchu, tapi their mic had a problem sikit, so I'm going to ask a question on behalf of them. Tun, when you suggested to form Mageran, who will lead Mageran then? The current Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin, or are there any other candidates?
We didn't say who will be, but since I was there, I offered my services. If the government wants, I offered my services. But if the Mageran can only be formed on the proposal by the government, I doubt whether the government is going to propose to have Mageran. Certainly not with me around.
Okay. Baik, seterusnya Farhira. Teruskan soalan. Fahira, Malaysia Now, boleh tanya soalan?
Yeah.
Mana Fahira? Ada soalan tak? Tanya soalan, teruskan. Ada tak kita open kepada yang lain dulu? Who has a question dulu? Teruskan, Shannon, Straits Times.
Hi Tun, Shannon here from the Straits Times. Can I just clarify on this proposal of Mageran? Did the Agong raise it or did you raise it and did the Agong give his opinion on this proposal?
It's not the Agong. I actually suggested this. I said that this is what happened in the last emergency that we had, that it was a good solution. I explained the role of Tun Razak, how he managed to solve the problem. And after that, as we all know, the country became quite settled, quite stable, and it lasted for a long time. So Tun Razak was the one asked by Tunku to do this thing. And Tunku, as you know, decided to resign. After 2 years, he decided to resign and Tun Razak took over. So the idea was brought up by me, and I was thinking that since we have been discussing this issue in Pejuang, we have identified areas that we can contribute. So we offer. We offer to be, well, not necessarily to be the leader or whatever, that if we have a Mageran type of setup, then we would like to contribute.
Tun, there is also another question from Farhira, Malaysia Now. Apparently her mic is not working also. She asked a question. There is a reported claim by Marzuki that he and Anwar Ibrahim had talked on the phone. Can we know more about this?
That he, is, who talked on the phone?
Fahira, do you want to clarify?
Who talked on the phone, you say?
Based on Fahira's question, it is Marzuki. There's a reported claim by Marzuki that he and Anwar Ibrahim had talked on the phone.
Marzuki? I don't know about that. But I did talk with Anwar. He rang me up. First year, he rang up Mukhlis, seeing that he wants to talk to me. Mukhlis asked me whether I'm prepared to talk to him. I said yes. And at night, he rang me up. And he doesn't seem to, he seemed to be, well, unable to suggest anything that we can do to solve the problem that we are faced now. And I suggested that maybe he should write to the Agung. And I will write to the Agung. And indeed, I wrote to the Agung to point out that the situation is very serious, that it needs certain action to be taken. But what he did, I don't know. I'm told that he said that I rang him up, that I didn't ring him up. He rang me up.
All right, Tun. The next question is from Rahimi, Malaysia Reserve. Go ahead.
Rahimi. Hello, Tun. Tun Rahimi from Malaysian Reserve. I would like to know what was Agong's views or indications on the idea of formations of the group Ala Mageran. And my second question is, how does the idea be well received or not by other opposition parties?
Well, what I do know is that the Agung did not reject it. He did not say no. But he says, in order to set up Mageran, the proposal must come from the government. Of course, I don't think the government is going to propose Mageran. So at the moment, I don't think Mageran is going to be to happen at all. As far as other parties are concerned, I don't know. But what I do know is that the secretary to Muhyiddin gave a 9 minutes talk dismissing the idea of Mageran. According to him, everything is fine. Economy, politics, social, and of course, wabah and all that is fine. That is his opinion. But we don't think it is fine because 3,000 people have died who shouldn't have died, but died because of this jangkitan. Secondly, the number of new cases every day is very big and cannot be handled by the hospital system. We have come to the situation where people with symptoms have got to be sent home and quarantine themselves at home. And quarantine at home, of course, is all right if the symptoms are not serious. But sometimes the initial system may not be serious, but it may turn bad. And at that stage, of course, you need to be admitted. If you are not admitted, then you will have problem with breathlessness, inability to breathe, and you may die because of that, because you don't have oxygen at home.
All right. Seterusnya, Shamsia Bernama, silakan.
Assalamualaikum, Tuan. Okay, Tuan, jika semasa Mageran ditubuhkan dulu, mungkin pandemik COVID ini tidak pernah melanda negara, malah ia adalah pertama kali di dalam dunia. Adakah Tuan fikir Mageran ini boleh diselesaikan, Mageran ini boleh menyelesaikan masalah pandemi ini? Saya ada satu lagi soalan, Tuan. Ya, semasa Kongres Wanita dan juga AMK PKR ya diadakan baru-baru ini, ada adanya cadangan ataupun supaya PKR tidak bekerjasama dengan Tun. Jadi apa komen Tun on that? Terima kasih.
Ya, kita berpendapat bahawa Mageran mungkin berjaya kerana Mageran akan ambil masuk dalam dalam badan itu pakar-pakar, tak semestinya orang politik, tapi pakar dalam bidang apa nama epidemik dan sebagainya. Dan kami sendiri sudah dapat cukup maklumat dan membincang berkenaan dengan Mageran, dan kami berpendapat bahawa Mageran boleh mengatasi soal jumlah kes baru dan juga kurangkan kes kematian. Itu pendapat kami lah. Sama ada kami boleh ataupun tidak, tak tahulah. Tapi kami juga telah biasa menangani krisis-krisis yang serius dan biasa pun dapat kejayaan. Itu berkenaan dengan pendapat kami terhadap Mageran. Berkenaan dengan pandangan orang lain terhadap cadangan kami ini, yang tu yang kita tahu, Muhyiddin tetap tak sukalah. Dia tak akan cadang supaya Mageran, kerana dia berpendapat bahawa kerajaan sekarang ini cukup berjaya dalam semua bidang. Dalam bidang ekonomi, dalam bidang politik, bidang sosial, dalam menangani masalah COVID, semua ini kerajaan sekarang berjaya. Walaupun kita dengar orang ramai tak begitu senang, ada yang menganggap kerajaan sekarang ini gagal, tetapi bagi Muhyiddin, dia tak gagal, dia berjaya. Itulah pendapat dia. Jadi saya tak tahu parti lain apa mereka punya pendapat.
Okay, seterusnya Amy from SCMP. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tun. Thank you for this opportunity. Tun, if the government appears to want to reject this Mageran, or what are the solutions could we have? That's one. And the second question is, just a few days ago, your former economic advisor, Muhammad Khalid, he said that Malaysia has lost its middle class. This is very distressing to hear, because, you know, we are considered a middle class country. So do you agree with this view that, you know, we have lost our middle class and that the economy is really in a very dire situation? Are you concerned that, you know, this will also cause the country to be even more more unstable, you know, economically and also socially? Thank you.
Well, if it is true that we have lost our middle class, that is a big blow to our economy. Because wherever we see countries which prosper, the middle class strength give a lot of contribution towards the performance of the country. But because of COVID, because of the collapse of many of the economic affairs, economic performance, if we lose the middle class, we are going to suffer very badly. And it will take a long time before we can recover. Now, your first question was about?
Question was on the Mageran. If the Prime Minister appears to be rejecting the Mageran, what other avenues do we have to handle the current situation?
Well, I'm afraid that the situation of COVID and also the economy and the social problem will get worse, because there is no idea about how to handle this issue. We have a lot of ideas about how to handle this problem, but if there is no Mageran, we cannot make our ideas, implement our ideas. But it has been shown that the government may plagiarize ideas but do not know how to implement. So they will not be able to achieve the objective that we have determined for ourselves. So that is a problem that we face. It's going to have very serious repercussion.
All right. Thank you. I would like to call upon Hadi Benanius. Before I allow Hadi, just a reminder for our international press, if you do have a question, don't forget to type in your question in the chat box so I can give you your turn. I'll give it back to Hadi Benanius. Go ahead.
Assalamualaikum, Tun.
Waalaikumsalam.
Hey, Tun, nak tanya, if you say that Magarian is a bit too extreme for the Prime Minister to accept, what about unity government? Was that discussed with the King, whether maybe the King could suggest to the Prime Minister to come up with the unity government, which is your idea also when you resigned last year? Was that discussed?
No, it was not discussed. But the unity government can only function if we have the right people participating. And these people may not be politicians, they may be other people. So, when I suggested this, I had some idea, but of course it was shut down. So the unity government is not a matter that was discussed with Agong.
All right. Next, Chun Kiat from Asahi. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello, Tun. Just wanted to ask that just now you mentioned that the Agong has asked you your opinion about whether elections can be held next year, and you said that it's still dangerous. So just want to ask you, when do you think election can be held? In 2023 or when is a good time to hold elections? Thank you.
When we achieve herd immunity. That means to say that we have given vaccine to 80% of the people in the country. At that stage, perhaps we are quite safe. But before that, there is this danger that what happened after the election in Sabah will happen throughout the country.
All right. Then I'll give it back to Zikri. Zikri, go ahead.
Tun, I'm asking on behalf of Michelle from Sinchu. Tun, can you just clarify, during Anwar Ibrahim's phone call with you, was there also a discussion on terms of cooperation between Pakatan Harapan and Perjuang against Perikatan Nasional?
We didn't talk very much about that. In fact, I don't remember anything substantial that was said about that. But what I did suggest is that we should write to the Agong, because as you know, after our submission of the anti-emergency motion to the Agong said he would see me, but then he didn't see me. So maybe there is something that made him decide not to see me. So I thought that if we suggested that we should write to Agong to seek an audience with him. So I wrote, I don't know whether Anwar wrote or not, but I wrote, and as you know, the Agong actually replied to my letter, but at the same time, of course, the Agong expressed a desire to see me and also all the other political leaders.
Okay. Last question. I'll give two more questions. One is for Mel Goh from CNA. Go ahead, Mel.
Hi, Tun. Well, hi. What do you think of the idea of a parliament or a hybrid parliament resuming before that, before elections?
Well, I think Parliament should be called anyway. But the problem will be that if there is a motion of non-confidence in Parliament, that will not have any effect, because I suspect that the people who support the present government, they support because of their own problem. They don't want to be outside the government. So if they bring down Muhyiddin's government, they themselves will be out of the government. And to them, being out of the government is very dangerous, because they have court cases. They feel that if they are in the government, they may be able to manipulate things. So if you go to Parliament to discuss, to move something and have a vote, that is not going to do anything to change the government. The government will still be there. On the other hand, the public has got a lot of opinion on the way the government is handling all the problems. So when we have Parliament sitting, we would be able to voice the views of the public and maybe to reach some ideas about how to handle the problem. That is, I think, all that Parliament can do. On the other hand, of course, as you know, this emergency does not conform to the requirements of the law. The law says that for a declaration of emergency, the Parliament must be laid before Parliament, and Parliament will have to decide. But this has never been laid before Parliament. So perhaps if Parliament is sitting, the first thing to do is to see whether this emergency is supported by the government or not, by the Dewan or not.
All right. Last question, soalan terakhir kepada Zikri. Go ahead, Zikri.
Just asking again on behalf of Michelle Tun, for Finchu. Tun, did the Agong say, mention when Parliament will resume, if any possible date, and also whether or not the emergency will be extended?
What he did say was that he is not against sitting of Parliament, but it depends upon the government. The government must decide.
Okay. What about extension of emergency? Was that a possibility discussed?
There was some talk about that, but it was not addressed fully on that issue on extending the emergency.
Okay, baik. Terima kasih semua. Terima kasih kerana hadir kepada rakan-rakan media. Terima kasih kerana soalan-soalan yang diberikan. Sangat bernas, insyaAllah. Is there anything last that you would want to add on, Tun? No?
No.
Okay, kalau tak ada, kita akhiri kita punya majlis hari ini. Terima kasih semua. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.